You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 257, Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Throughout song history, there is the classic breakup song and the post-breakup song. Both always hold strong opinions about how the protagonist has been greatly wronged by the now ex. However, few songs brush the boundaries of viewing the breakup from both sides. On this week's Lyrics Undercover, we delve into a hugely popular song of the moment that does just that. Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know. The Belgian-born, Australian-raised Wally De Backer, known to the music world as Gautier, has been on the music scene since 2001 and quite popular in his home country of Australia. But it wasn't until his collaboration with several other American unknown artists that he broke into the U.S. pop scene in summer of 2011 with Somebody That I Used to Know. The song's beginning is his first collaboration. It's a guitar break from the little-known Brazilian composer Luiz Bonfá's track Seville. The singer fell in love with the guitar solo after his split from real-life girlfriend, and one afternoon, in his parents' barn outside of Melbourne, he put pen to paper and began addressing her in song.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Gautier admitted to Rolling Stone that he did base the protagonist's words on the culmination of several relationships, but that one stuck out strongly in his mind. Quote, "It was 5-6 years ago. It wasn't a nasty breakup, but it was messy in the sense that we hurt each other more than we needed to, because it wasn't a clean break. I guess it's closest to what the chorus is about. We both realized we had to move on, and we haven't seen each other since."
You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness. Like resignation to the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. But I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
The second collaboration came in the form of a New Zealand singer-songwriter, previously unexposed in the U.S., Kimbra. When Gautier began writing the song, he had no intention of making it a duet, but after writing the first verse, he realized there was nowhere to go with the singular voice. He introduced the second perspective to give it a more rounded feeling. Kimbra was not his first choice for the second voice. He had a high-profile Australian singer lined up who cancelled the night before the taping was to occur. He tried for 5 months to find the right voice, even trying out his then-girlfriend Tash Parker, but it was not until his mixer suggested Kimbra did he find the fit he needed to really convey the emotion of the story. When asked about choosing her later, he remarked, quote, "I just wanted it to be raw and direct. I wanted to hear singing sort of trying to tap into the feeling of it, and she did that."
Let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used to know.
two-sided story of admitting that the guy is not innocent in the dealings of why the relationship went sour is refreshing. So many breakup and post-breakup songs dwell on one person being the bad guy, but by writing both sides, you see that both the male and the female are hurt and have reason to be. The song was covered on the hit TV show Glee by two males, which Gautier himself said was a good idea, but his review of the actual vocals was, quote, too pop and dry, basically. He summed it up in true Glee style. However, he did like the idea of stretching it past the binary of male versus female breakup song. The truly great writing helps it transcend gender, move beyond the shallow and into something deeper, something everyone can relate to. Heartache. That is quite possibly why the song shot up the charts in Australia, America, New Zealand, Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. It replaced Fun's We Are Young for the top spot of the Hot 100 charts, being the first rock song to replace another rock song at the top of the pop charts since July of 2000. And, with its universal message, it's no wonder why. Somebody That I Used to Know, I believe, will still be remembered many years after its spot in the pop charts has long faded. At the moment, however, it's a constant reminder of love lost and life lessons learned, not to mention a fun song to scream at the top of your lungs when reminiscing about the mistakes you made that led you to where you are now. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.